听力课堂，听 class.com.
Section A. 1. Mary worked as a secretary for 3 years. Then she became a reporter. After that, she started writing novels.
I know. She has been doing nothing ever since.
Question.
What is Mary's occupation now? 2. Are you pleased that your son wants to be a dentist?
Not really. I'd rather he managed my store when I retired.
Question.
Who is the man? 3. We've talked long enough. Now what do you think of my last novel?
Well, it's a great success.
Question.
What is the woman?
4. I'd like to see that brown jacket you have in the window, please.
What size do you take?
Question.
What is the woman likely to be?
5. I don't know how you'll get through your teaching practice.
Oh, I'll manage. I always do. I've planned all my lessons.
Question.
What is the man, do you think?
6. Please show me your license. You were doing 45 in a 30 miles an hour zone.
Sorry, sir, but I have already been late for an important appointment.
Question.
Can you guess what the man is? 7. I want a single room with a bath. What's the rate?
It's $25 a day. Your room number is 213. It is on the second floor. Here's your key.
Question.
What's the woman's occupation? 8. How long can I keep these books out?
1 month. Then you will be fined for every day they are overdue.
Question.
What's the woman's occupation? 9. What do you intend to do with these children?
I will teach them to read, to write, and to be honest people.
Question.
What is the woman's job? 10. Here's a prescription for some pills. Come back and see me in 2 weeks.
Thank you very much for seeing me.
Question.
What is the man? Section B. Passage 1. A long time ago, there lived a rich and powerful king. He was known everywhere for the splendors of his court, the magnificence of his palaces, the strength of his army, and the wealth of his treasury. At every meal, his table held the rarest and best foods. His life was one of constant comfort and ease. The one thought in the minds of each of his servants and courtiers was to satisfy every wish of the king. The king gave no thought to anything but his own pleasure and desires. He never thought about the welfare of his people. For years, the king lived happily, satisfying his every wish and thinking of no one but himself. Then one day, he became ill. The court doctors could do nothing to save him. Fearfully, the chief physician came to the king and told him that he had only a few days to live. Then the king wept with sorrow and grief. How can I leave my palaces and court? How can I lose all my treasures and never see my army again? He cried. It is not fair that this terrible thing should happen to me. When at last he knew that he must die, He ordered all his servants to parade before him in their richest clothes. He asked that all his treasures be laid out in front of him. After he had a magnificent banquet, he went to the balcony of his palace to watch his army march past, with flags flying and music playing. While he was standing on the balcony, he looked down and saw a poor beggar. "Oh, how I wish I were poor," he cried. "I would not then regret so much leaving my kingdom and all that I own. I would not be filled with regret because I have done so little good for my people while I had the chance."
11. What do you think of the king in this story?
12. What did the chief physician tell the king?
13. How did the king prepare for his death?
14. What did the king regret in the end?
Passage 2. A big town clock was striking midnight when Frank began to cross the bridge. The night air was cold and street lamps gave little light. Frank was anxious to get home, and his footsteps rang loudly on the street. When he reached the middle of the bridge, he thought he could hear someone coming near behind him. He looked back, but could see no one. However, the sound continued, and Frank began walking more quickly. Then he slowed down again, thinking there was nothing to fear in a town as quiet as this. The short, quick steps grew louder until they seemed very near. Frank found it impossible not to turn around. As he did so, he caught sight of a human form coming towards him. After reaching the other side of the bridge, Frank stopped and pretended to look down at the water. From the corner of his eyes, he could now make out the form of a man dressed in a large overcoat. A hat was pulled down over his eyes, and very little of his face could be seen. As the man came near, Frank turned towards him and said something about the weather in an effort to be friendly. The man did not answer, but asked gruffly where Oakfield House was. Frank pointed to a big house in the distance, and the stranger continued his way. Frank began following the stranger quietly. The man was soon outside the house, and Frank saw him look up at the windows. A light was still on, and the man waited until it went out. When about half an hour had passed, Frank saw him climb noiselessly over the wall and heard him drop onto the ground at the other side. Now Frank knew what the man wanted to do. He walked quickly and silently across the street toward a telephone box in the corner.
15. What was Frank's occupation?
16. What was the strange man?
17. Whom would Frank telephone after he found this? Passage 3. The development of Jamestown in Virginia during the second half of the 17th century was closely related to the making and use of bricks. There are several practical reasons why bricks became important to the colony. Although the forests could initially supply sufficient wood, the process of cutting was extremely difficult, particularly because of the lack of roads. Later, when the wood on the peninsula had been used up, Wood had to be brought from some distance. Building stone was also in short supply. However, as earth was plentiful, it was inevitable that the colonists would turn to brickmaking. In addition to practical reasons for using brick as the principal construction material, there was also an ideological reason. Brick represented durability and permanence. The Virginia Company of London instructed the colonists to build hospitals and new residences out of brick. In 1662, the Town Act of the Virginia Assembly provided for the construction of 32 brick buildings and prohibited the use of wood as a construction material. Had this law ever been successfully carried out, Jamestown would have been a model city. Instead, the residents failed to follow the law, and by 1699, Jamestown had collapsed into a pile of stone with only 3 or 4 habitable houses.
18. What were most buildings in Jamestown made of?
19. Which of the following was not a reason for using bricks in construction?
20. According to the passage, what eventually happened to Jamestown?